This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. How that Jesus died for our sins, according to the Scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he was not ashamed, not timid of the gospel of Christ. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Verse 17, for therein, in the gospel, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Romans 10, verse 8, the word is nigh thee, even in your heart, in your mouth, is the word of faith which I preach. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Then, in Luke 4, verse 18, the Lord Jesus had been filled with the Holy Ghost. Verse 1, God in the wilderness and was tempted 40 days of the devil at night, and returned in the power of the Lord, power of God, the gospel. And he stood up to read in Nazareth. Verse 18, the word is nigh thee, even in your, Spirit of the Lord is upon me, thank God, to preach the gospel to the poor, to preach deliverance to the captives, to heal the brokenhearted, to the covering of sight, to the blind, set at liberty, them that are bruised. That is the acceptable ear of the Lord. We want to continue on with the amendments to the Constitution. Last time we did the Bill of Rights. Tonight, we're going to continue on with the rest of them, beginning with Amendment 11, passed by Congress March 4, 1794, ratified February 7, 1795. Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution was modified by Amendment 11. The judicial power of the United States shall not be construed to extend to any suit in law or equity commenced or prosecuted against one of the United States by citizens of another state or by citizens or subjects of any foreign state. Amendment 12, passed by Congress December 9, 1803, ratified June 15, 1804. Note, the portion of Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution was superseded by the 12th Amendment. The electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for president and vice president, one of whom at least shall not be inhabitant of the same state with themselves. They shall name it in their ballots the person voted for as president and a distinct ballots or distinct ballots. The person voted for as vice president, and they shall make distinct lists of all persons voted for as president and of all persons voted for as vice president and of the number of votes for each, which list they shall sign, certify, and transmit sealed to the seat of the government of the United States, directed to the President of the Senate. The President of the Senate shall, in presence of the Senate and House of Representatives, open all the certificates, and the votes shall then be counted. The person having the greatest number of votes for President shall be the President. If such number be a majority of the whole number of the electors appointed, if no person have such majority, then from the persons having the highest numbers not exceeding three on the list of those voted for as President, the House of Representatives shall choose immediately by ballot the President. But in choosing the President, the vote shall be taken by states, representation from each state having one vote. A quorum for this purpose shall consist of a member or members from two-thirds of the states, and a majority of all the states shall be necessary to a choice. And if the House of Representatives shall not choose the President, whenever the right of choice shall devolve upon them, before the fourth day of March next following, then the Vice President shall act as President, as in case of the death or other constitutional disability of the President. The person having the greatest number of votes as Vice President shall be the Vice President. If such number be a majority of the whole number of electors appointed, and if no person having majority, then from the two highest numbers on this list, on the list, the Senate shall choose the Vice President. A quorum for the purpose shall consist of two-thirds of the whole number of senators, and a majority of the whole number shall be necessary to a choice. But no person constitutionally ineligible to the office of President shall be eligible to that of Vice President of the United States, who superseded by Section 3 of the 20th Amendment. Amendment 13, passed by Congress January 31st, 1865, ratified December 6, 1865. Note, a portion of Article 4, Section 2 of the Constitution was superseded by the 13th Amendment, Section 1. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Section 2. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Amendment 14, passed by Congress June 13, 1866, ratified July 9, 1868. Note, Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution was modified by Section 2 of the 14th Amendment. Section 1, all persons born or naturalized the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Section 2. Representatives shall be apportioned among the several states according to their respective numbers, continuing the whole a number of persons in each state, excluding Indians not taxed, but when the right to the vote at any election for the choice of electors for president and vice president of the United States, representatives in Congress, executive and judicial officers, officers of a state, or the members of the legislature thereof is denied to any of the male inhabitants of such state being 21 years of age and citizens of the United States are in any way abridged except for participation in rebellion or other crime. The basis of representation therein shall be reduced in the proportion which the number of such male citizens shall bear to the whole number of male citizens 21 years of age in such state. Section 3. No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector a president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States, as a member of any state legislature, or as an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. But Congress may by a vote of 2/3 of each house remove such disability. Section 4. The validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law, including debts incurred for payment of pensions and bounties for services in suppressing insurrection or rebellion, shall not be questioned, but neither the United States nor any state shall assume or pay any debt or obligation incurred in aid of insurrection or rebellion against the United States or any claim for the loss or emancipation of any slave, but all such debts, obligations, and claims shall be held illegal and void. Section 5. The Congress shall have the power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions of the article changed by Section 1 of the 26th Amendment. Amendment 15, passed by Congress, February 26, 1869, ratified February 3, 1870. Section 1, the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Section 2. The Congress shall have the power to enforce the article by appropriate legislation. Amendment 16, passed by Congress, July 2, 1909, ratified February 3, 1913. Note, Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution was modified by Amendment 16. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. Amendment 17, passed by Congress May 13, 1912, ratified April 8, 1913. Note, Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution was modified by the 17th Amendment. The Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state elected by the people thereof for 6 years, and each senator shall have one vote. The electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the Senate, pardon me, state legislatures. When vacancies happen in the representation of any state in the Senate, the executive authority of such state shall issue with, pardon me, a writ of election to fill such vacancies, provided that the legislature of any state may empower the executive thereof to make temporary apportionment until the people fill the vacancies by election, as the legislature may direct. This amendment shall not be so construed as to affect the election of terms of any senator chosen before it becomes valid as part of the Constitution. Amendment 18, passed by Congress December 18, 1917, ratified January 16, 1919, repealed by Amendment 21, Section 1, after 1 year of the ratification of this article, the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors within the transportation, the importation thereof into, or the exportation thereof from the United States and all territory subject to the jurisdiction thereof for beverages purposes is hereby prohibited. Section 2. The Congress and the several states shall have concurrent power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Section 3. This article shall be inoperative unless it shall have been ratified as an amendment to the Constitution by the legislatures of the several states as provided in the Constitution within 7 years from the date of the submission hereof to the states by the Congress. I think we'll take the rest of these up next time we meet. Would you join us in worshiping God with Water Blind Boys and recordings of Terry and Kathy Mai? Let's go.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad.
Oh, Oh, Thank you. From my
cleanse me in the blood.
You to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas, 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.